Try that again. Good evening, Cincinnati. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
There you are. And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The topic tonight?
Beer.
Beer?
Beer.
Did you say beer?
Beer.
It's one of my favorite foods.
And we have, in the studio, an expert.
We have a beer expert live in the plush, spatial WAIF studios. We have Brian, also known to his friends as Drunk Boy. And that's beer number one?
Beer number two.
Oh. Second beer of the night for Brian. Brian, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I like beer.
How much do you like beer?
Quite a good deal. I like drinking a lot of different kinds of beer.
Really? What's your favorite kind of beer?
Probably Guinness.
But what beer are you drinking tonight?
Wiedemann.
Wiedemann.
That's good too. Yeah.
Wiedemann is the official Chris and Rob beer of choice.
You know.
So what you like beer so much, you're going to do what for us tonight on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
I'm
going to
drink it.
How much of it?
12.
12 beers?
A 12 pack.
In the course of?
3 hours. That would be one every 15 minutes.
That's not much, but one every 15 minutes will get you rocked. So if anybody out there in our listening audience would like to call in after Brian's had a couple of more beers here and ask him to put his finger to his nose or say his ABCs backwards by threes or something a little more clever than that, feel free to do so.
So we've kind of got a dichotomy working tonight because we've got irresponsible drinker, irresponsible beer user, drunk boy.
We're not letting him drive home alone.
No, we're not letting him drive home. And on the phone, we have Bill Schreiber, the president of Beer Drinkers of America, who represents the responsible use of beer. Is that right?
You got it.
So what the heck, you're the president of the Beer Drinkers of America. That begs the question, who, what, where, and what are the Beer Drinkers of America?
Well, Beer Drinkers of America is an 800,000 member organization. We're all consumers, and we have a number of purposes. One is obviously to celebrate the enjoyment, the appreciation of beer in America.
Hear, hear.
Yeah. And we also fight against higher taxes on beer and other laws that, you know, the whole idea of the sin tax, you know. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but we don't think drinking a beer is a sin. God knows, I'd be a serious sinner right now.
How many times have you sinned tonight if drinking a beer was a sin?
I've sinned several times tonight. At least two that I can think of.
What you been drinking tonight?
Well, I had a real nice ale that's made by one of the large brewers in this country. They're catching on to some of the trends that are being started by the smaller brewers, which is real interesting.
Okay, Mr. Schreiber, if you ever go out to a restaurant, say an Italian restaurant, and you got the big plate of linguine with you, and you really want a glass of wine to go with it, do you feel like, I can't drink wine, I got to drink a beer?
No, I'll have a glass of wine, too.
So you'll drink anything they put in front of you?
Well, it's got to be good, though.
Okay.
But the other thing that we do is, you mentioned it earlier, and that's we promote a program called Party Smart, where we try and make beer drinkers part of the solution to some of the problems of abusive drinking rather than part of the problem.
Like, what do you mean, like drunk driving?
Drunk driving, underage abuse, you know, those kinds of things that create a bad impression for the 84 million people in this country who drink beer.
84 million people in this country drink beer?
You got it.
Beer is good food.
Well, beer, you know, beer has been part of this country since day one. In fact, the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock. One of the key reasons that they did so is because they ran out of beer.
Well, they were just going to keep floating around the coastline? And...
Yeah, they were actually heading down. The way the history tales tell it, they were heading toward the Virginia colonies. And, you know, they ran out of beer and a few of the other essentials of their... of their diet, and they said, "Hey, we gotta get ashore quick."
What did they think, that there was a King Quick on shore in Plymouth Rock or something? But there's a drive-through they could go to.
No. They just went ashore and whipped up a new batch with whatever they could find.
So you can make beer out of anything, then?
Yeah, beer. They've actually made beer as far back as 5,000 years ago. The Sumerians made it out of bread.
Out of bread.
Out of bread.
How can you make beer out of bread?
Well, you know, it's got the essential grains and you know, the ingredients. You put water with it and a little bit of yeast. And
well, let's be careful here, or all our listeners are going to be going out and buying a loaf of butternut up at the carryout tonight.
Yeah, it's you know, of course, the Sumerian bread probably was a little bit different than ours. It probably had a lot more whole grain and that kind of stuff. The good thing to go into beer that you have normally.
But was it smooth and delicious?
God, I don't know. I haven't tasted it.
You know, right now, Mr. Schreiber, everybody seems to hate lobbyists. They seem to think lobbyists represent almost everything that's wrong with the country. How are the Beer Drinkers of America any different? Aren't they just a lobbying organization?
Well, we don't like to think of ourselves as lobbyists. I mean, hell, we don't give out, campaign money and PAC money and all that stuff. We just don't believe in that kind of thing. And what we do is we simply try and speak for the average guy, the average person that enjoys a cold beer and doesn't really deserve to be singled out for any bad treatment by government.
Do you think of yourselves as a party?
We like to party.
That's what I thought you'd say. I was setting you up.
Okay. There are a couple of countries in the world that have beer lovers parties. There's one in Russia, I know, and they won some seats in their parliament over there. And there was one in Poland a few years back that won quite a few seats in parliament. So yeah, beer drinkers are serious political people.
How much tax is on beer now? Do you have any estimate? Like if you buy a case for $10, how much of that is tax?
Probably close to 20%.
How does that compare with other consumer goods?
Beer is taxed about 3 times higher on the average than almost any other thing that you buy in the store.
Are you familiar with, Ohio just had a big fight over issue 4, I think it was. Tax on pop is going to be illegal now. Is there any kind of movement to get tax on beer illegal? Like unconstitutional?
Well, part of the problem that we have in this country is that beer has always been viewed as a convenient target for politicians when they're looking for money, and that's part of the reason they call it a sin tax. They try and create this negative stigma for the product, and then when they've created it, they say, okay, it's a sin, it's bad, the people who drink it are bad, so they should pay the freight and they should be taxed. And so we don't believe it's necessary to tax anything anymore right now, because I think there's plenty of money in the system if they knew how to spend it.
We have a question from our studio guest.
Yeah.
So which of the presidents was known to drink the most beer?
Well, actually some of them made it. Thomas Jefferson is a real famous brewer. George Washington made his own.
Well, those guys grew pot, too.
Well, I'm not going to speak to that, but they did make their own beer. In fact, in Tom Jefferson's case, his wife actually made the beer. She was the brewmaster of Monticello.
Mrs. Jefferson.
That's right, Martha.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about Bill Clinton? Does he drink beer?
Bill Clinton is a beer drinker, you bet.
What, was George Bush a beer drinker?
I don't know. I think he might have been a Perrier guy.
What about Reagan? He was a beer drinker, wasn't he?
I suspect Reagan downed a fair amount in his day.
Yeah, those Hollywood guys party hard.
Oh, yeah.
So what are some of the other issues you guys are working on now? What's this Party Smart thing all about?
Well, Party Smart is our effort really to show that beer drinkers do care about solving the problems. And we want the elected officials to know that. And so what we do is we go out and all over the country, we do designated driver programs at major professional sports events. Nearest to you probably would be the Kentucky Derby. We've done the Derby now for 6 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we sign people up to be a designated driver for their group or their family and pledge to get everybody home safe. And they get free non-alcohol beverage during the event. And we also go down to spring break. That's tough duty.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, we go down there and we work with the cities and try and help them deal with some of the problems they've got with...
Make sure all the co-eds get home safely,
absolutely,
I'm sure.
Absolutely, got to do that. And those are the kind of things that Party Smart does. The bottom line is we don't just talk about it, we actually get out and do it.
It seems to me like a few years ago when this designated driver idea hit, there were more bars and taverns and nightclubs involved with it. It seems like you could go almost anywhere and say, listen, I'm the designated driver. Won't you feed me soda all night and let these other four yahoos get ripped, and I'll drive home and you give me free pop or whatever. And it seems like there's not as many of them doing that nowadays.
Well,
around here anyway.
I think that early in the process, people were trying to generate awareness of the whole concept of designated drivers. We saw a survey recently that was done that showed that 87% of American adults know the concept of a designated driver today. I mean, that means, that means that the saturation of the idea has gotten to the point where people just do it as a matter of course. And, it's a very important program. And, what we've seen over the last 10 years is a decline in drunken driving fatalities of close to 40%. And a lot of that has to do with programs like designated driver.
Are you guys sort of an alternative to MAD, who seem to me to be kind of fanatical about things?
Some MAD chapters get pretty fanatical. There are some chapters of MAD around the country that are actually prohibitionists more than anything else. But There are a lot of things that we do agree with Matt on. We do agree that drunken driving has to be eradicated in this country. There's just no excuse for it. But you know, when they get off on, you know, the more prohibitionist tactics that target beer as being the problem or alcohol being the problem rather than working on, you know, the real problem, which is the people themselves, then we've got a problem. You know, you don't solve problems with Band-Aids.
When you guys get together at the Beer Drinkers of America for your meetings, how late do the parties go? And could you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, we
you guys get a keg or a big cooler full of bottles of beer.
No, we get our members together around the country, all over the country. In fact, we've had three or four meetings in the Cincinnati area in the last couple of years, and we just get them together for 2 or 3 hours, and we talk about some of the issues. We answer questions. You know, we have a couple or three beers and have some food and just really get to know each other.
How often do you have a meeting? Once a year, every 3 months? Or?
Yeah, we'll probably be back in Cincinnati this year at least once, or in '95 at least once, maybe twice.
Okay. Do you have meetings all over the country?
We sure do. We had over 100 of them this year.
How many chapters do you have in the country?
We don't really have chapters yet, but we're working on a plan that will probably create something like a chapter program starting in '95. So, you know, people who are out there who are interested in it, in the program and in Beer Drinkers of America, they can call us toll-free. And
What is that toll-free phone number?
It's 1-800-441-BEER.
Yes. Was beer your first choice? Did you try suds or something like that and it was taken?
No, beer was the first choice. Pretty definitive, I think.
What's your favorite song about beer?
Oh, my favorite song.
We might have it
laying
around here tonight.
Golly, you know, gee, that's a tough one.
If Bill Clinton's favorite song was Keep On Thinking About Tomorrow, what song most represents the American beer drinkers?
God, I hate to be trite and say 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Here's hoping.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any other questions from the studio audience? Well, thanks for taking the time out tonight to give us a call.
Well, it's a pleasure. Good to talk to you guys.
All right, and
you live in a great city for beer, by the way.
No, we sure as heck do. Well, why do you say that? Because of Schenling Utipol?
Well, no, actually because you have one of the best Oktoberfests in the country.
Right on.
Yeah.
Ja Bowl.
Yep.
Really? We do?
A lot of Germans. Yeah, a lot of Germans there.
Have you ever been to the Oktoberfest here?
Only briefly. I came through Cincinnati.
You came for the big chicken dance, didn't you?
Yeah, I did get into chicken dance. That's true.
They have a chicken dance goes all the way around Riverfront Stadium and the Coliseum.
Oh, man.
They had one once that went from the one bridge over through Kentucky and back around to the other bridge and back around Cincinnati. That was a big chicken dance.
Was that what we're talking about? Marathon chicken dance.
Uh-huh. I have a question for you. I don't know if you can answer this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hype about microbreweries now.
Huh?
And we were discussing earlier, if Sam Adams claims to be a microbrewery and they can brew their beer in Boston and they have enough beer to sell it in Cincinnati and Hamilton and these little hick towns around here,
mm-hmm.
How small does a place have to be a microbrewery, or is that just a marketing ploy?
Well, the definition is changing because really microbreweries have only been around for about 10 years now, and there are already over 400 of them in this country. And so what's happened is a couple of the original micros like Samuel Adams and Anchor and a couple of the others have just gotten so big because of the popularity of the product that, you know, they may be at the point of redefining what a microbrewery is. But technically speaking, I think it's anything, any brewery that makes, you know, I think a couple hundred thousand barrels a year or less is considered a microbrewery. You got to remember, the big guys make a whole lot more than that.
Whoa. Hey, is being a president of the Beer Drinkers of America a full-time job?
Yes, it is. More than that.
Benefits?
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, what a gig. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 47.
What'd you do before this?
I was public relations executive.
Oh, I thought you were like president of the Twinkie Eaters of America.
No, I was chief of staff to a member of Congress, and I was a newspaper reporter for a while.
Hey.
I'd like to be his vice.
it's for newspaper man, this is nirvana.
Do you need any help, like administrative assistance or anything?
When you get up in the morning and you say, honey, I have to go to work now, it doesn't feel that bad.
No, it doesn't at all. It's a great job.
Do you start your day off with the big beer?
Oh, no, I can't do that anymore. I'm a little old for that now.
You used to, though, huh?
Well, you know, the Breakfast of Champions and all.
I bet you were hell in college.
I had a great time.
All right, thanks a lot, Bill Schreiber. What's that phone number?
It's 1-800-441-BEER.
All right, we're going to play one of your favorite beer songs now.
Let's go do it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. We have Brian the Drunk Boy live in the studio. He's currently at beer number 3, I take it? Beer number 3. He's on 3. And the phone number here again?
749-1444.
Be right back.
Shift at the plant and I work on the outside. Not a lot, I'd rather be back home making love to my new bride. Well, there's only two things that I want when I'm back in my double wide, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Now I know you're working every day just as hard as I do. If I didn't think that I might have loved you, but I wouldn't have said I do. And there's only two things in the world I need to get close to, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Well, I got both ends of meeting in the middle.
Welcome back. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. And I'm Drunk Boy.
The topic tonight is beer, and we have a guest in the studio. We have Brian, otherwise known to his friends as Drunk Boy, and he's on his 4th out of 12 beers, and we're only 20 minutes into the show.
Holy cow. You'll be done.
Tell you what, Brian, just so we can compare later, give us our A to Z's backwards by threes. Go.
Jesus Christ. Z.
Okay.
W.
Nope.
Uh-huh. It's not?
Why?
No, by three.
By
three.
By
three. Where you been, Jim?
Where you been? Okay, try it again and
Z. W.
I couldn't do this.
I can't do that.
There's okay, no way.
Well, and you said do something trickier? No.
He said do something.
Name the vice presidents in reverse order.
In reverse order?
Yeah.
From now till
Gore?
Back?
Yeah.
Gore.
Gore.
Quail.
Thanks. Bush. Well, yeah, okay. Bush again.
Mm-hmm.
Mondale. I don't know. I don't know who the vice president is.
Well, you're not that drunk yet. You're not slurring your speech, but you've done 4 beers out of 12.
But I'm not that intelligent either, so I mean, I can't
okay.
be good at some of that.
If anybody out there in our listening audience would like to stump the drunk boy, tonight's topic is stump the drunk boy. Set the phone number 749-1444. We're taking your calls.
Talk about beer and anything else you want to talk about. Talk about the beer drinkers of America, 800,000 people strong, keeping your taxes down.
But you know there's more people than that out there drinking beer.
He said 84 million people drink beer.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
That's just because I never heard of this.
And you should drink it responsibly is the thing for beer drinkers of America. Party smart. They got Don Sutton, the ex-baseball pitcher, now TV commentator, is their celebrity spokesperson for the beer drinkers of America. And a little bit later on, we're going to copy WKRP, and if you can think of any physical things you want Drunk Boy to try to do, you know, we'll make him do them.
Alcoholics Anonymous has been around since 1935. Bill W., and you know that a true member of AA never says what the W stands for. Bill W. was on a trip to Akron, Ohio, and he met Dr. Bob, and nobody knows Dr. Bob's last name. Sounds like a Muppet to me. Bill W. and Dr. Bob got together. Bill W. told Dr. Bob some of his thoughts on how he recovered from being an alcoholic. Then they formed AA. Neither of them ever drank again. Bill W. died in 1971, and Dr. Bob died in 1950.
AA does a great job. The only problem with AA is they started all this 12-step program crap.
And they drank a lot of coffee and smoked a lot of cigarettes.
Way out of hand. Tim, go ahead. You're on with Chris, Rob, etc., etc. Tim. Hello, Tim. Howdy doody, Tim.
Tim.
Bye.
Later, Tim.
749-1444 is the phone number. A line just became available.
Man, we thought this beer thing would go over. Everyone's off beer. Everybody's moved on to drugs, I guess.
They're too busy drinking to die.
Yeah, I mean, if we were talking about, like, crack or something, the lines would just be lit up.
The crack smokers of America. 800,000 strong and getting smaller every day. Well, crack's a different drug because it thins out the herd. It takes care of some of the really stupid people in society.
Thins out your blood a little bit, too.
Yeah, it does a little bit of all that.
And have you ever heard of George W. Beers, one of the world's greatest dentists of all time?
A guy named Beer?
Yeah, George W. Beers, he was a dentist from 1825 to 1903. Actually, that's when he lived.
I know, he'd say he had a long practice.
But he was probably a dentist from, like, 1850 to probably 1903.
Why was he one of the greatest dentists of all time, besides the fact he had a really cool name?
In 1867, George W. Beers created the official set of rules for the game, lacrosse.
That makes him a great dentist?
Mm-hmm. Bet you didn't know that a dentist invented the rules for lacrosse, did you?
Out, so, you know, that's good business.
Oh, so he was just doing it as a...
as a business practice.
Okay.
Drunk Boy, tell us a little bit about your beer drinking habits. What kind of beers do you drink? How often do you drink them? And do you ever drive home?
Do I ever drive home? No.
Thank God.
Why? Even if...
He walks home.
I don't own a car, so...
Yeah, he staggers home.
No, I usually have a beer. About once a day, I have a beer.
Social? Was it for medicinal purposes?
No, because I like to drink beer.
Just
like after work, you know.
How'd you get the nickname Drunk Boy?
Well, that was when I didn't just drink a beer after work.
Drank several.
Several.
How many? What's the most beers you ever drank in your whole life? In one sitting.
In one sitting?
Yeah.
Does this include urine breaks?
The drunkest I've ever been was included more than beer, but the most beers I ever drank was probably
29 to 30 beers in a sitting. When was this?
Well, in high school, I used to drink about a case of beer.
Really? A day?
No, not a day.
Before class?
No, this is
in the parking lot
at night,
first period.
On a weekend when I was getting, you know, really drunk.
Really?
Yeah, but that, I mean...
Did you have a hard time picking up girls when you were drinking that much beer? Or did you even care about
I
girls?
I did, but I thought I didn't.
Oh.
Did peer pressure ever play a role in your starting to drink at such a tender age?
No.
Did you do it to fit in?
No, because I had an older brother, so it'd be kind of peer pressure.
Did he buy beer for you?
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't of age either, but I mean...
you guys are scoundrels.
Well, he was... When I was a freshman in high school, he was a senior in high school. And he was in that, you know, cool type...
He was a jock?
No, he played soccer, but at our high school, that wasn't the jocks. The jocks played football, you know. But the soccer players were the drinkers. The football players weren't allowed to drink.
So. Wow. 90210 will continue in a minute.
It was 90210.
What was that one school? The whole team quit. Like Lakota, the whole football team
Wilmington
quit.
Wasn't that Wilmington College?
They did that. Wilmington. Yeah. Well,
that's a college.
The coach kicked them off the team.
Yeah.
But in high school, the whole team quit because they wouldn't get a drink.
Oh, and they gave us that piece of paper saying we wouldn't get drunk. We pretty much just laughed it.
The prom promise?
No, well, they had that at our high school, but, you know, the, quote, good kids.
You signed it and ignored it?
I never signed it, but...
Did you sign any phony names like Frank N. Furter and on Egg Cramp?
No, I didn't think of that, so I just plain out didn't sign it. So, but most of the people I know didn't sign it. It was just like the mad kids or sad or whatever it was.
Sad, students against drunk driving.
Well, students against alcoholics, you know. Students against alcohol, period.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
Well, you know me.
Sad.
Students against alcohol.
Students against alcohol, period.
And you were for an alcohol period in school.
I was going through an alcohol period.
Seventh period should just be alcohol period.
Yeah, pretty much.
After a hard day in class.
Come lunch break, you know, that's when it goes.
And lunch break's at 10:30 or so in high school.
Well,
so you're ready.
Yeah, my senior year I didn't have many classes, so... Well, I didn't have class, but I mean, I didn't have many classes in school either, so...
Don't get all sentimental on us.
Okay.
Another topic I'd like to open up for discussion tonight is the fact that the Army's getting rid of all their napalm. 20 years after the Vietnam War has been over, the military is planning to dispose of the rest of its weapons that are have napalm in them. There's 35,000 canisters containing 23 million pounds of napalm. We don't know what to do with them. The question I pose to our listening audience tonight is, what would you like to do with some of that napalm?
What is napalm, first of all? It's a defoliant, right?
It's a jelly that stuff gasoline. That blows up when it...
What is it?
Jellied gasoline.
But what was it used for?
Burn big strips of forest.
Yeah, defoliant. I stand correct.
And to burn big strips of people.
No, no, you couldn't drop it on people, only trees. So we've got how much of this stuff laying around?
What, the beer?
No, 35,000 cans, 23 million pounds. You could fill up Riverfront Stadium with that.
Well, there's one idea of what we can do with all that napalm.
What, make a beer out of it?
No, put it in Riverfront.
Oh, okay.
Well, that guy did say we could make beer out of anything.
Yeah, if it was bread. We'll make bread out of it first. Napalm bread. Oh, we got the recipe for beer bread. What the hell, dude? You can't add beer to make beer bread. It can't be a real recipe.
Yeah, that is a real recipe.
3 cups flour, 2...
That is.
Tubes. What's a tubes? A tablespoon?
Yeah.
2 tablespoons sugar, 1 can of beer. What the hell? That's like when a guy says, you know, I make a killer spaghetti sauce. And you're all prepared for this guy to make spaghetti sauce.
Buy a can of Prego.
And he opens up a Prego and like chops up an onion and throws in there. Ah, that is my special spaghetti sauce. Zeke, go ahead. You're on with Chris, Rob, and Jim, and Drunk Boy.
Yeah, and the Drunk Boy down there too, man.
Yeah,
boy, he's got a poor track record. Anyway, I say they should give...
Time out. What do you mean a poor track record?
Well, what was it? 29 beers? I went to a 13 keg party that the police busted, and we had got through 3 kegs in the first 30 minutes.
You went through 3 kegs, and then like somebody else showed up.
Well, they were there. They were a part of the party.
Zeke, you're so cool. You're so cool, Zeke. Zeke, tell me something. Are you drunk tonight?
No, not yet.
Why? Not yet.
Why, do you hear me slur?
You're planning on being drunk tonight.
Oh, well, you know, now that I heard the topic, it kind of makes me reminisce.
Yeah, join on in with the fun.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Assimilate with your radio.
Whatever. Well,
don't,
what about
hey, don't whatever me, Zeke. You're the one that always calls us and is all messed up.
Yeah, I know. And I apologize, okay? And I'm not slurring yet. How about Drunk Boy?
How about Drunk Boy?
Hey, how about a question for him?
Yeah, well, Zeke, do you have any questions for him? Would you like to put his skills to the test, his reflexes?
The ZYX was easy as pie, you know. I mean, I thought I was sitting there like going, God.
Well, stump him, Zeke. Come on.
Well, stump him?
Yeah.
Okay, what would he do with the napalm?
What would I do with the napalm?
Yeah, I mean,
but,
I could
what would you do?
Myself,
would stump me there.
I mean,
I wouldn't know what to do with napalm.
With 23 million pounds of napalm.
Zeke, what would you do with napalm?
I'll tell you what I'd do with it. Well, besides, I'd like to have a 55-gallon barrel of it. And plus, I'd give the rest out to the poor people to heat their homes.
Poor
I mean, it's jelly gas, right? I mean, hey, that stuff, it's flammable.
CG&E would never let you get away with it, dude.
Well, I don't think they want civilians having napalm.
Why not?
Why not? They don't even want them to have cat pistols anymore.
You're right about that.
Yeah, but most civilians don't have a helmet.
Yeah, now you got the mad people, like, saying you can't even have beer on your breath, otherwise if you're in Clifton, you're busted, you're going to jail. My friend just got a DUI. He knows what it's about now.
Probably deserved it.
Well, what's it cost for a DUI? Start out at what? About $1,500.
The whole deal is, you know, they have DUIs, and who gets rich off these things? Lawyers. And that's
and they got a whole business like called Talbert House, and all the programs you got to go on the 12-step stuff, and the blah 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 blah, and the cat house, and the CCAT, and blah blah blah. You know.
The cat house.
That's CCAT. That's what they call it.
What is that?
It's a detox center, and then you go back, but you have to pay for this stuff. Now, this stuff ain't free. You know, it's like Ross Perot. It's only on one thin dime. I don't know. The control is out of control.
You are the control, Zeke.
Well, you know, let's hand it back to somebody else. That's what I'd do with napalm. I'd like to have a few palms myself, and I say give it to the poor so they can heat their homes or whatever in those subsidized
houses. Chemically, do you think you could change it into something a little more useful?
Sterno.
Zeke, you're a man of vision. Too bad it's usually double.
They should put it in little pots and sell it as Sterno. People never know the difference.
You're right. Later!
Okay, I'm hanging up. Later!
Somebody write this date down. This is the first time Zeke's ever got through a whole phone call without saying something anti-Semitic or just totally idiotic. 749-1444. Get in on this.
We're gonna have a TV party tonight. We're gonna have a TV party, all right!
We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Everyone, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Coming to you live.
In color from Cincinnati.
The phone number here is
749-1444. And there are a lot of words that come to mind when you think taking the keys from a friend who has had too much to drink. Is this a poem you gave me? Words like hassle and fight and bloody nose and broken bone and crushed thorax. Words like coax and flatter, amuse, outsmart. Think of stopping your friend in a new way, a friendlier way, a more creative way, and you can get those keys and stop a friend from hurting him or herself or someone else. But whatever you do, do whatever it takes. Take the keys, call a cab, take a stand. Friends do not let friends drive drunk. A message from the Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and your friends at WAIF 88.3 FM. Nick, what's going on?
Yeah, man, I was wondering when you were going to have your show on Wild Turkey on.
Excuse me?
I was wondering when you were going to have your show on Wild Turkey on.
We don't like to discriminate against any of our wildlife friends.
That was a few weeks ago before Thanksgiving.
Thanks a lot.
You know you can shoot a mourning dove now in Ohio.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, what?
You can shoot a mourning dove in Ohio now.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, damn!
Isn't that great? The best news I've had all week! Well, you got a pesky one sitting outside your window, Nick?
Hold on. Turn the radio up.
Yeah, turn the radio up.
Thank you.
Hey, what? Nick, what part of town are you calling from?
Clifton.
How are things in Clifton?
They suck. How are things in fucking wherever you are?
Nice mouth. You kiss your mom with it?
What?
Nothing. Just watch your potty mouth, Nick.
Oh, sorry, sir.
That's better. I like that.
Like this, sir.
When you go out beer drinking at Clifton, where do you like to go?
Closets.
Closets?
Yeah.
Is it the name of a
Friends
bar?
Friends' houses, usually. Why?
What are you saying? What kind of house? What kind of houses?
Friends' houses. Victor.
You're weird, Nick.
Thank you.
What the hell are you talking about?
Victor Street.
Victor Street. Oh, okay. It's where Jim used to live.
Yeah, it's where Jim used to live.
Yeah, okay. I know exactly where it is now.
Whatever.
So, what's sticking in your craw tonight, Nick? You just wanted to talk about Wild Turkey?
Well, no, I mean, you know, I just thought it was kind of pointless to have a show on beer when there's, you know, such a thing as Wild Turkey around, you know? I mean, the smoothest 101-proof drink you could buy.
Is what?
Wild Turkey.
Are you saying you'd rather be a whiskey man than a beer-drinking man?
I'd rather be a whiskey woman than a beer-drinking man.
Well, we can't help you there, Nick, but we might be able to recommend a good doctor.
Or we might be able to recommend a good place you can get some lingerie.
Where?
Drive Fredericks of Hollywood down at the mall.
A big thank you goes out to Fredericks of Hollywood. They've supplied us with some calendars, and we're giving them away to the friends of Chris and Rob. So thanks to Fredericks of Hollywood, and check out Fredericks for all your
whiskey drinking
underwear need. Yeah, yeah. They've installed a bar at Fredericks. Nick, you're insane.
Thanks.
All right, we got to move
thanks
on.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem.
Later. 749-1444 if you think you're going to be half as lucid as Nick was.
Lucid is not a requirement for our show, generally.
Not generally, but we might make an exception this morning. It's pretty cool music. Is this Egyptian in honor of Egyptian or Sumerian? It's a Sumerian music, right?
Yeah.
Actually, you know, they did have beer in ancient Egypt. About 40 centuries ago, they drank beer in Egypt. Archaeologists recently discovered a brewery of factory-sized proportions in Amarna, Egypt. Queen Nefertiti built it. And They unearthed the 4,000-year-old beer recipe. And so an English brewery is now duplicating that recipe and distributing it.
You think it's any good?
I don't know. I do not know. I doubt it, but the English will drink anything, though. They probably drink it warm, even.
Do you think it's less filling?
Tastes great.
Less filling?
I don't know. I didn't know they could grow wheat in Egypt. I have so much to learn.
They don't make that beer out of wheat. They made it out of, like, dates and olives and stuff.
Gross. Reeds.
Egyptian stuff.
What do you call it? Cattails. Reeds and the stuff they made... What is it?
Papyrus.
They made paper out of... No, what's the stuff they made, like, to float Moses down the river?
Baskets.
Yeah, they turned... Ancient Egyptians turned a basket into a pitcher. All right, we've got a tip here for drinking safely. Ensure everyone a good time by planning a party where no one gets drunk.
What?
Serve food to slow down the rate of alcohol consumed and absorbed. Offer fruit drinks, soft drinks, sparkling waters, and other alternatives to alcohol. Do not offer them Cincinnati tap water, whatever you do. Designate drivers or make cab services available if someone has had too much to drink. Do whatever is necessary to keep friends from driving drunk, even if it means taking the keys or having them spend the night.
Drive Shaft, John speaking.
Hi, is this the Drive Shaft bar in Los Angeles?
In the Valley.
Yeah, okay, this is the Chris and Rob late night talk show in Cincinnati. We're on the air. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob late night talk show. How are things in California?
I can't hear you too good. What was that?
I said, how are things in California?
Very good.
That's good. What kind of a place is the Drive Shaft bar?
It's a neighborhood bar. It's a fun place. Everybody gets together and has a good time.
Why is it called the Drive Shaft bar? Do you have a lot of mechanics drink there?
We sure do.
Really?
90% of our clientele.
Is it the kind of place where everyone knows your name?
Yes, it is.
Are you located near like a racetrack or something?
Racetrack?
Yeah, why are all the mechanics hanging out there?
No, we're not located near no racetrack, no.
Why are all the mechanics hang out there then?
Where do they come from?
Yeah, where do all the mechanics come from?
I have no idea.
They just know to flock there.
All over the place.
All over the valley.
Yeah.
Which valley is it?
The San Fernando Valley.
Okay, well, there's a few valleys out there on the West Coast, isn't there?
What was that?
There's a few valleys out there. This could be Death Valley for all we know. Did you have a quake today?
A quiz?
An earthquake.
An earthquake?
Yeah.
No, did you guys?
Yep.
You did?
8.72 on the Richter scale.
You're kidding me.
It's always quaking out here in Ohio.
Where are you calling from?
Cincinnati.
An 8.7? Wow, that's a small one.
No, man.
We get 12-pointers out here.
Nah, you don't get a 12-pointer. We're not that stupid.
Yeah, we do.
How many people you got in the bar right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
114.
And what are you, what's the limit for the fire code? About 82 or so?
No, 115.
Oh, so you can get one more person in there.
One more, yeah. You coming down?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right over.
Hey, what kind of music you playing in the background?
I'm not sure.
Hold on, hold the phone up in here.
How's that? Did you hear it?
What's the name of that tune?
Hello?
Sounds like Pearl Jam. It's probably some of that sissy California Eagles Jackson Brown crap.
Oh, no, no, we don't play that shit.
What stuff? Well, you play Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
You grease monkeys like that Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, we play that on Wednesdays.
Do you guys have a special drink in honor of the grease monkeys, like Monkey Wrench or anything?
Oh, yeah, we do.
What's it called?
I'm not really sure.
Well, then...
I think it's called Budweiser.
How do you pour it?
Budweiser. Yeah. A very special drink for a select group of people.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a bunch of big TVs, watch a lot of sporting events?
We have two.
Are you guys Raiders or Rams fans?
Buffalo.
That makes perfect sense.
What's wrong with Buffalo?
You guys sell a lot of beer at your bar?
Yeah.
What is the most popular sort of beer that you guys sell out there in the valley?
Red Dog.
Red Dog? Why Red Dog?
Why Red Dog?
It tastes like urine. It's
what? Well, I know, that's what
it
they like.
It looks red like Killian's, but it tastes like urine.
Yeah, that's what they like.
Dog urine.
Dog urine.
Yes, he heard. Is it because it's on special?
Now, what's your first name, sir?
My name's Ron.
Ron, we have a special guest in our studio with us. His name is Brian, but he is also known as Drunk Boy. He's drinking lots of beers, and we're giving him sobriety tests. Would you like to give him one?
Sure, why not?
Okay, here's Brian. Brian, this is Ron.
Ron?
Yeah?
Give me your sobriety test.
Do you need one?
Is that the test?
How much have you been drinking?
Well, in what? Less than an hour.
Less than an hour?
Four and a half.
And how many beers have you had?
How many beers? Still four and a half.
Still four and a half?
Yeah, just four. That builds in less than an hour.
Then you don't need no test.
Well, I'm no mechanic.
Huh? Okay, breathe into the phone.
Breathe into the phone?
Yeah. Harvard, you sicko, this is not a number.
Did you breathe?
I sure did.
Oh, okay. Have another beer.
Have another beer? Okay.
Hold on, we got a probing question.
I would have anyway. Have you ever heard of Wiedemann?
Huh?
Have you ever heard of Wiedemann beer?
No, I never have.
Never heard.
Have you?
Have I? Yeah. Why, as a matter of fact, yeah, I have. That's what I'm drinking.
Oh.
It's from out here.
Okay, well.
From way, way out east.
I gotta go now, because I have customers waiting.
Oh, you got customers, all 114?
Let's talk to one of your customers real quick. Can we do that?
What?
Can we talk to one of your customers real quick?
Sure, hold on.
Somebody who's a little drunk.
Okay, hold on a second.
We're encouraging people to party smart.
In case you just tuned in, we're calling the Drive Shaft Bar in California. Hello, who is this?
What?
Who is this?
Hello.
Hello, this is Chris.
And Rob.
Who is this?
Who is it?
Who are you?
I'm James, son of Mary and Edward. Who are you?
Okay, James. I'm Chris.
What?
Edward, son?
I'm Chris. Now tell me, how much have you had to drink tonight, sir?
What are you, a cop?
No, I'm a talk show host.
Huh?
I'm a talk show host.
I can't. You gotta talk louder.
I'm a talk show host, sir.
You're a talk show host?
Yes, we're on the air right now in Cincinnati, Ohio. Do you have any friends in Cincinnati you'd like to say hello to?
What kind of talk show is it?
It's a Chris and Rob late night talk show. I'm sure you've heard of us out there.
What are you talking, politics?
No, tonight we're talking about beer. That's why we're calling bars.
They're playing music. I can't hear anything.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, sir.
But, they should all be conservative. You should all be conservative.
Yeah, okay, great.
We'll all be conservative. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
California's butt's full of so many losers.
Why do you say that?
Just listen to them.
Hey, you should all be conservative. Okay, 749-1444 is the phone number.
Is this here, the same Nick?
Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Nick!
When you're number two, Nick, you know, it's got to be short and sweet.
Yeah, I was just wondering about Wiedemann.
Yep.
They used to have on the case, like, not just the bottle, but on the case.
Hold on, I'll give you over to the Wiedemann expert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to have on the case, it used to say, the Bohemian Special.
Right.
And I noticed last time I went and bought it that it didn't say that anymore.
On,
so I was wondering,
on the bottle?
No, not on the bottle. It still says it on the bottle. On
the
case.
On the case.
Does anybody know why it doesn't say the Bohemian Special anymore?
No, but I'm sure we could get over to the that brewery there in Indiana.
Okay.
You think they have a late night number?
I don't know. The Bohemian Special sounds like a couple German hookers or something.
I would think so. It's pretty much thrown in there just, you know. They sell it real cheap, and they gotta have some word that most people that are buying it for $1.99 a six wouldn't understand to make it look good.
Bohemian, this stuff must be good.
Yeah, exactly.
They couldn't.
Bohemian.
They can't put Bohemian on just anything.
Wiedemann is one of those fine G. Heilemann products. It's a sister brew of such wonderful brands as Red, White, and Blue, and Pfeiffer.
Big Chuck 40.
And Mickey's.
Mickey's
Big Mouth. That's a Heilemann product.
Sucks anyway. Yeah, I was just wondering if anybody listening knows why they took the Bohemian Special off of the case. Call in and say so.
Wait,
you know?
Nick.
Yeah.
Now, how do you know that? I thought you were a Wild Turkey guy.
Well, okay, well, Wild Turkey and Wiedemann.
So you chase it with Wiedemann?
No, but, you know, when there's no Wild Turkey, there's Wiedemann.
Ah, okay. See, I can understand.
When there's no Wiedemann,
that.
There's Cisco.
There's Cisco. Liquid crack.
Right, exactly.
Liquid crack, that's a whole nother talk show.
Okay, well, I'll call in then. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, cool. 749-1444, it's phone number, Chris and Rob. Cincinnati. Aloha, Rob.
Aloha, Chris.
Aloha, Brian. Brian just popped number 5.
That's how he says hello. That's his aloha.
Give Brian the mic there for a second.
Yeah.
Brian, you're about to start beer number 5. It's top of the hour. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're listening to WAIF Cincinnati, Ohio, and the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. In case you just tuned in, Rob and I have a guest tonight. Live in the studio, we have the Drunk Boy. Say hello, Drunk Boy.
How you doing?
You don't say much, Drunk Boy.
No. I just don't
like to kind of sit there and cuddle
Enjoy
with your beer, don't you?
Enjoy a beer.
And you're drinking beers tonight so that we may mess with you later and find out how drunk you are.
Right, exactly.
If anybody out there wants to mess with a drunk guy, he's on his 5th beer. Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man. How's it going with you, Dan?
Calling from Williamsburg, man. Way down here.
How are things in Williamsburg tonight?
Pretty shitty, man. Like
you should watch what you say on the radio.
Alrighty then.
Okay, now, how bad is it in Williamsburg?
It's pretty sad, man. All there is bars and pool. That's about it.
Well, you know, our topic tonight is beers, so if you got bars in Williamsburg, you might have something to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of beer, man.
Tell us about the bars in Williamsburg.
Oh, my God. Run down, pathetic.
They're run down and pathetic.
Yeah, but that's the best one, see, man, because I go in there, shoot pool, play for a few drinks.
Do they have good video games?
Video games.
Like Galaga or anything like that.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. Have they got Donkey Kong machines?
I don't know, man. I don't look for machines, man. Just the women and the beer and the pool is all.
Do they have good women in Williamsburg?
Oh, yes, they do.
Really?
Good old corn-fed Kentucky women.
Good old corn-fed Kentucky women. What else is there to do in Williamsburg?
That's about it, man.
Okay. Then why'd you call us tonight? You got something on your mind?
Oh, yeah, man. I know she didn't talk about Little Kings a whole lot, man. You like Little Kings?
I got no problem with Little Kings.
Oh, right.
They're too little.
Except for they're a little on the small side. And sometimes I need a big old brew.
Buy a bunch of them, man.
Well, if I'm in the mood for a cute little beer, I get me a Little Kings. If I'm in the mood for a big old brew, I get me a big old brew. If I'm not, then a Little Kings is all right. Is that all you want?